Hi, this is a dictation for patient Nathaniel Flemister. Nathaniel Flemister, Nathaniel Flemister. Nathaniel Flemister, the date of service is 2/17/2025. Date of accident is 12/27/2023. Date of service again is 2/17/2025. Patient comes back here for a follow-up evaluation and he reports the following. He suddenly had a frozen shoulder and is unable to lift his shoulder at all, not even 10 degrees. He reports no fall, no accident, and suddenly it happened. It's possible that he had a extreme physical therapy and chiropractic treatments that culminated into this injury, or maybe he lifted heavy weight because he does a heavy job at home. Initially, the patient was involved in an automobile accident where he was a pedestrian and was run over, leading to multiple fractures of his cervical spine that was operated at Sinai Grace Hospital with multiple surgeries. And also he had a lumbar spine surgery, L1 to L5, in 2020 for a separate accident. At this time, the patient is stable. His pain in the right shoulder is extreme. It is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he's here for emergency help. We did suggest that he go to emergency room, but he didn't want it to do that. Currently, he's still having pain in the shoulders, bilaterally, neck, and the lower back, and also in the tailbone areas. Right shoulder has an interstitial tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus and subscapularis along with labral tear. And that is why he is re-injured himself. In addition, sir, the patient has a herniated disc and disc involvement in 5 discs in the cervical spine. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 2/17/2023 at 7 a.m. he woke up with this extreme pain in his right shoulder and is unable to lift more than 10 degrees. He's completely frozen, although he can write and sign paperwork, and there is no numbness, tingling of the fingers, and the arms are weak. And his blood pressure, so please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. But physical examination is blood pressure 130/80. And it was retaken at 134/96. Pulse is 53. The second time pulse was 71. Pulse ox remained 100. The rest of the exam remains the same. For previous visit of 12/5/2024, dictation number 12101016 and 12111-015. Please do mention in the right shoulder that there is a generalized tenderness of the right shoulder. he's unable to abduct or forward flexion more than 10 degrees, otherwise causes extreme pain for him. The patient is otherwise stable and he has positive Hawken Kennedy test and positive anterior posterior apprehension test, P test, near test are positive. His strength in the right arm is very, very minimal, like 3x5. Reflexes are normal, peripheral circulation is intact, and no fracture, dislocation, tenderness are noticed except for no other contusion. No evidence of any fall. The patient is advised that he may benefit from an intra-articular injection, and an injection to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon as well as to the trapezius muscle, which is painful for him. And the patient agrees, and he has been provided with this injection. He signed a consent, and that will be dictated separately. Physical therapy is continuing for the lumbar region, for cervical region, and the right shoulder. And with massage 2 times per week. He still remains off work and also replacement and transportation. A case management person came. That is also checked. He's being provided Percocet 10 over 325 every 8 hours, 7 days, 21 tablets for the help with the pain management. Voltaren gel was added 3%. He's been provided with medications from the office, Meloxicam, 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Benzoflexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Prilosec, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Aloville 50 milligram at night. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for further relief. Patient is advised to return back in a week time so that we can review it. Thank you.